Hello, Billings, Montana. Woo! Coming to you live from MTRadio.net, the Earthship. We're all just passengers on this ship, so we might as well have a good time, party a little bit, rock it out. Tonight, we're here with Endeavor. Going to hand it over to our guest host right now, Miss Rachel. Take it away.
Hey, hey, hey. Excited to be here. We got, like we said, Endeavor tonight. We're going to be asking about what they got here coming in the future, this weekend, how they originated, and their lovely trip back in San Diego here. Take it away, Andre, we have here.
Well, we spent the last couple weeks in San Diego. Most of my band members were there actually a longer time than Mike and I.
Yeah, we were there 2 days.
We were there 4 days. They were there a good, like, 7 days recording the album in Big
Fish. How much was your bail?
Oh, don't I wish.
Why?
I mean, everybody asks us, oh, what'd you go see in San Diego? It's like, dude, I spent 10 hours in the studio a day, you know, recording this album. I did nothing.
Ping pong. But,
and the only reason why we went to the beach on the last day is because we had a freaking photo shoot. And that's the only reason why we made it out to the beach, because we had to be there. But it was all, it was purely business. I mean, it was great time. Had a good time at the studio.
What beach did you go to?
What was that beach that we went to?
Shit.
I don't remember.
Dude, next time I know, you go to San Diego,
did you visit SeaWorld?
No, unfortunately, we did not. We
didn't swim with the whales and the dolphins.
No, we were on private land up top of the hill.
Playboy Mansion?
Yeah,
almost. It could have been. It was pretty sweet out there.
We were in the shed of the Playboy Mansion.
In the shed of the Playboy Mansion. That's where the sleazy chicks
but
hang
it was,
out.
No, it was the best shed you've ever seen. Once you walked into it, you were like, oh. MG, whatever you young kids say.
This is Mike that we have here as our verbal assassin.
Verbal assassin
this evening,
so.
A part of Endeavor, also a vocalist.
He's got that smooth, silky voice.
He's been serenading us.
He's serenading you like a guillotine.
That's what they did.
I'm a sea animal being serenaded.
All right, Andre, it's up to you.
So,
take it away,
sorry.
Dude.
No, it's all right.
So we got San Diego. Who all played with all of you guys in San Diego? Oh. Was that local bands or was all San Diego?
No,
bands?
It was nothing. No shows.
Just
all recording. All
just
recording. Studio.
What was the studio?
Studio
who
time.
Put this
Big
all
Fish,
on?
Big Fish Studios out of San Diego. We were there for, like I said, most of my band members were there for about 9 days. We were there for 4, recorded our tracks. And got them all done, and we got the whole album done, and we should be able to have it out by early August at the latest.
Yeah, we're hoping.
Cool.
August.
Do you know what the name of that album is going to be?
The name
are
of
you
the album
that yet?
Is. Oh no, we've yeah. already.
Let us have it. Smack me with it.
Tales of the Spooky Thunderfish.
Nice. Kind of sounds like Tales of the Crypt.
Tales of the Spooky Thunderfish. Is that that's the name of the new album? Tales of the Spooky Thunderfish.
The Spooky Thunderfish.
Spooky Thunderfish.
Okay, I gotta ask. The Thunderfish. There's a story there. Come on, let's have it.
Now,
who is she? Who is he? Who?
Thunderfish is what was it like a. The first, I don't know, we had this picture of a skeleton of a whole fish on a skeleton. And I think it was Dave's first time on the beach or something. I don't even remember.
Yeah, I think so. We found some
river.
Sort of skeleton on a river of a fish.
It could
fish.
Have been some kind of higher mind
piranha
thing we went on.
Possibly. Possibly.
It could have been the mountain. You never know where it was. But we had the picture of this skeletal fish.
Like, it summed it all up. It's like, after every tour, we all look like that. You know what I mean?
Dead.
You know, just dead and just bedraggled and
bedraggled,
and
is that a
bedraggled.
Word?
Bedraggled. I don't even know if that is a word.
Bedraggled.
That's a good word.
It's an Endeavor word, bedraggled.
It's going to be my new
right.
clothing.
I mean, after every tour, you know, it's...
Every tour is okay. It's every morning when you wake up on tour. You woke up, you know, you wake up sticky, broken, confused. You know, you had a good show.
Right?
Bedraggled. Exactly.
Bedraggled. I like that new term, bedraggled.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, we all went off and we had a good time discussing that skeletal fish. So it was it was a good time.
And, you know, let's put it that way. A lot of shenanigans happens on tour, you know. Yeah. So after every time, you know, we come home, like I said, bedraggled and just, you know, looking like a freaking skeletal spooky thunderfish.
I got to ask the question. You guys had a nickname for this person, the producer in the studio. That neo-Nazi SOB that stood there and said, no, wrong, you're too close to your mic, step back a little bit, no, do it again, oh, you're a little bit off time, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Who was, what name did you give him? You didn't come up with a pet name for him?
Mike? What was it, Mike?
Oh. Just Mike?
Oh. Uh-uh.
Beardo?
Oh, yeah, Beardo, yeah.
Beardo?
I call him a Beardo.
Beardo?
He had an exquisite beard. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Elaborate us on this beard. Describe the beard. We want to hear your artistic impression.
Oh, it was great.
Beard.
It was well groomed. Yeah, yeah.
Mango oil in it.
Mango
oil?
Usually
any spiders in it?
Rockin' oil or something.
No, hell no. No way, man.
Mango oil.
Matt is the business. He's a good man. I love it.
Oh, those guys are brutal, and they are the best people in the world.
Yes, he did some good stuff.
They are amazing. They're brutal. That's what you pay them for. You got to love them for that.
Oh, yeah. It's business.
You know, if you don't walk away at least once from having the tail between your legs, they didn't do their job, and if you did, you did your job right.
You damn right.
This is true.
I agree.
That is true.
And it's going to be fun.
So how many albums you guys got out now? Which album is this? What's the number on this?
This is like number 7, I think.
Full length.
Number 7?
Full length is like at least 5.
I've been on, what,
at 4?
So give us a rundown by name.
How many songs is
Messy Sir Morte was our first.
Okay.
No, that was our very first one. Without Mike. Then we did Penetration.
Does.
Also without Mike. And then Mike joined us for... Beautiful Music for Ugly Children.
Beautiful Music for Ugly Children.
Yeah, that was our first. That was our first album with Mike. Was Beautiful Music for Ugly Children.
That's how we describe ourselves.
Wait. How the hell did you come up with that?
I've seen something similar. I have beautiful children.
Just kidding.
And I have the great stepchild. Hey, what's up, Patrick? Ryan, love you guys. Eric. And
you better do that. It's Father's Day this weekend.
Right, that's true. I got two boys myself, Ari and Darius.
Yeah.
My boys.
I got four kids.
They're
boys,
turds, but
girls.
They're my turds.
I have three boys myself.
Yes. Oh, nice.
I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah. My wife is seriously outnumbered. It's awesome.
I feel for her right now. I really do.
I'm the Taoist. I'm all about balance. Two boys, two girls, 7 years apart each.
Nice. Hey, that is a good balance.
Yeah.
That's very good. Very awesome. But, yeah, I mean, that's just how it came about.
Let's see. What came after that? Beautiful Music for Ugly Children. Sorry.
Yep.
That's what, number 5? 4. 5.
That was 4.
4.
4.
Quattro. That's when I came in.
We've also been on, like, a bunch of Home on the Ranges. We've been on countless compilations.
We did Hillbilly Olympics.
Hillbilly Olympics after that, right? Hillbilly Olympics with Smash Division.
Smash Division, great friends of ours from Bozeman.
From Bozeman. They are no longer together anymore, but we jammed with those guys for a long time.
They're all our friends, and they're still together.
Our bros.
Yep.
Hillbilly Olympics. What came after Hillbilly? Fruitation.
Yep.
Fruitation.
When was that? Was that about 2 years ago?
About four years ago. And then...
And Fruitation's the word I made up, so...
Yeah, it's a non-anomogram or something.
It was fruition.
Matt actually came up with the actual definition. It's like a non-anomogram or something, which is a made-up word.
I made it up.
Yeah, he did.
But Matt helped
me. It creates some wonderful images in my mind.
Don't you want to say fruition? He's like, no.
No. No.
That's great.
He pulled a Jim Morrison.
A Jim Morrison.
He's like, damn it, I'm not changing my lyrics. I'm not changing blah, blah, blah.
No, I didn't change the lyrics. I mean, I'm not Jim Morrison. You know, I'm Paul Stanley, baby.
I'm Paul Stanley. One of these days, I got a great Jim Morrison for you.
Oh, my goodness.
But then after Fruitation was Awaken the Grave, right? Oh, we had the EP out in between then.
I'm just thinking, when I came on board with you guys... When I came on board with you guys, it was just 2 years ago when we started Tin Star Records. I met up with you at the brewery. We were promoting some shows there and everything. You gave me one of your albums. Being down in Wyoming at my office trying to promote a metal band in Wyoming was, it's about like selling ice cubes in Alaska. It just don't work too well. thankfully, you guys do have some gigs down there with one of the venues. A good friend of mine, Andrew, down there at Buddy's Place, getting some gigs down there.
Yep.
We got some other places might be able to get you. Listen to you guys' music on that album a couple years ago when you gave it to me. And I mean, we listened to it all the time when we were going to shows. We're doing 3 or 4 shows a week and listening to you guys as we're going to the shows.
That's great.
And just rocking out to that shit. You know, of course, we rocked out some other stuff, too. We got bored after a while. I mean, you can only, after 300 or 400 right. times of the same album, you got to listen to something else, honestly.
Right.
But that's where I discovered you guys and became interested in what you're doing and everything. And then when we got this together, I'm like, man, I got to have them. Got to have them on the show. Got to work with these guys. Got to see what they're up to, see what they're doing, check them out.
Oh,
and
man.
Say hi to my friends.
Right, right.
Got to say hi to your friends and sports friends.
I still have your business card was the see-through one. It was the great clear card. Awesome.
That's
card.
All about transparency in the music industry. We're transparent in what we do.
I remember that card. Tonight. It was like one of my favorite business cards, by the way.
You know what? That works really good on glass, too. It's nice and solid. It'll never break down or wear away.
It was very good. But yeah, you know, we're just trying to keep busy. You know, it's a mad, mad world.
Yeah, we've got
to keep doing what you do.
We've got some cool stuff coming up. We got August 10th at the Metro coming up. We're on the soundtrack for The Writer's Ghost, which is also made here in Billings.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that. The Writer's Ghost. Tell us more about that. What's the story behind that? What are you guys doing with that for the soundtrack and everything else?
We
give us a rundown.
We put in what was the song? The Hand.
The Hand, yep. And that's Michael Hitchcock's The Writer's
Ghost.
Also,
which is also on the new album, The Hand.
And our buddies Omnithex are also on that. And
awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's very cool. They kept it totally local, which is great. They were around all the time. I mean,
is this film here local?
It was filmed right outside of
Shepherd.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It was
somebody was filming something and I didn't know about it. What the hell did
they miss? from what I've been told, they're going to be doing some more stuff here too.
Mm-hmm. What's the movie about? The Writer's Ghost?
The Writer's Ghost is about...
It's a scary movie.
Is it a full-length feature film?
Yeah. Yep.
Really? Indie film or is it mainstream?
No, it's going Hollywood. I mean, Paul Black from L.A. Guns.
No shit.
L.A. Guns is doing that.
Awesome, awesome.
He did the soundtrack.
Score.
Yeah, he's doing the score.
Nice. L.A. Guns is on a friend of mine's show down on L.A. Talk Radio quite often.
Yeah, Paul Black's doing the score.
Definitely.
So,
we got him playing a show down in Sheridan in a month and a half.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a... It's a good thing, and they said they're way ahead of everything that's going on, so it's going to be great fun.
Oh, that sounds like a whole lot of fun. I love getting into the film industry side of this now. I've been doing that for a couple of years now, and it's just then doing music videos and stuff.
Right.
It's killer.
Right.
It is killer.
And Billings, Montana is like, I'm sorry, but it's the best place on earth. I
got to be honest. I shot a music video 2 years ago, and we shot it in 2 days on location. Concept video for Merle Haggard of a song that was written by my partner Danielle Agnew and John Scott G. Shot the video in 2 days on location down in Wyoming. Took it back to California. Spent 30 days mixing and mastering the thing. Put it out there. I'm not going to say the artist's name, but she spent $1.2 million on red cams and sets and everything else. And we blew her video away in 2 days on a low budget video.
Nice.
She was fucking pissed.
Yeah.
We got phone calls from this woman. She was so pissed. She's like, how much money did you spend on that? Oh, well, you went on location. You went to Wyoming. That cost something. You know, we had to do sets and everything. So we had to do it here. And we're like,
minimal.
Excuse me. This is an afternoon project. Sorry I kicked your ass, bitch. Yeah. You know?
That's how you do it. Keep it simple, stupid.
No shit. Yeah.
That is proven true that sometimes less is more.
We got 150,000 views in 3 weeks on YouTube on this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it blew it out of the water
Exactly.
I mean, it just went viral immediately. And so we turned around and did another one. What the hell?
Nice.
Awesome.
So what's up next for you guys? You guys got a show coming up this week.
We got a show tomorrow.
Yes, tell us about that.
Oh, man, with our great friends Cancerous, we got Tribe, Ground Into Dust, and I'm not sure if I pronounce their name.
Aegeon?
Aegeon. I'm not sure how to pronounce their name.
I think that's
great right. Band.
Aegeon.
Aegeon. I'm not really sure.
Are they doing a phonetic or not?
I'll tell you what, they are brutal.
They are brutal?
They're technical. They're like a cynic with... I don't know.
So now you realize you've been on the show here and everything. If us two come down with our 10-star badges, come on, hook us up.
Hey, show up. We'll see what we can do.
Oh, well, yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, well,
Come on.
I'll take it wherever I can get it. I'm easy. A little bit sleazy, kind of easy.
Here's the thing. My buddy Josh works his ass off to make these shows.
Oh, he does great.
You know, yeah.
Wait, who's Josh? Who's Josh?
Josh Schelling from Cancerous.
Nice.
Okay. Awesome guy. Tears it apart. You know, he works his ass off to do this.
Mr. Jason Carter, who's also filling in for Jeremiah. I have to give him props because he's also
I've played with Jason Carter. He's another great musician.
He was in bands with Jason Carter for way back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I played with Jason. He stayed at my place down in Wyoming and everything. Jason's great.
Hala to Jason Carter if anyone's listening.
Mr. Carter calling Mr. Carter. Mr. Carter, you're the one person. If you want to call him,
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if he walked in the door.
He better walk in the door at some point in time, Mr. Carter. Mr. Carter.
That motherfucker will do that. He's known for that. He will do that.
So you guys are opening for Pop Evil. What is it? Adelita's Way.
Yeah.
Metro Park during the fair, August 10th.
Kind of a weird mix and match, but you know what? It's going to be good because...
it's going to be freaking awesome. Shut up, dude.
You know what we're
I've never heard that personally, so I mean...
I've heard a lot of the stuff on the radio. I mean, I like them both, but this is...
Mike's kind of sounding a little skeptical.
No, I love the bands. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, you know, we're going to rock their face off. You guys are going to... They're going to go, we shouldn't play that ballad tonight because Endeavor just kicked their ass. That's what I'm saying.
Mr. Walters, I would concur.
You know, that's always a weird feeling when a band that's an indie-signed band, and I've had this happen to some of the bands that are signed to our label, when they open for a headlining act, and I hate to say it, they just fucking smoke them and blow them off stage.
Right.
It's always kind of a weird thing.
Well, the thing is, for us, really, because we've all, I mean, I was born here. I didn't grow up here, but I was born here in Billings. But I spent, you know, all of my adult life here. But that stage at the Metro, I can guarantee you, all of us in the band was at one time going to a concert going, I want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I want to play that stage. I want to be in a fucking band. I'm going to play the fucking stage if it fucking kills me.
In metal, you can get away.
It's one of those bucket list things. Like, before I die,
I'll play the Metro.
I will play that stage.
In metal, you can get away with that. My friend Steve Lynch from Autograph and the Lynch Mob,
right?
Master of the Double Tap. This guy is amazing. They went on tour as, I believe, Autograph or the Lynch Mob, one of the two, with Van Halen, right? And the promoter comes out and says, Steve, you got to tone down your playing. He's like, why? Because Eddie can only do a single tap. He can't do a double tap. You're going to outplay him. And they put in a goddamn contract. He couldn't outplay Eddie Van Halen. And I'm sitting there talking to him. What the hell are you talking about, dude? He's like, no, man. Really, they put in a contract. I could not outplay Eddie Van Halen. I had to tone everything down. I wasn't allowed to do double tap on stage before we opened
it's
for them.
True.
Better get your ass back in that studio, then.
Yeah, Eddie, learn how to play.
It's a cutthroat business.
Oh, man. It is brutal. Yeah, it's definitely fucking brutal.
It's way brutal. I mean, if you can't do it, like I said, I've always said it's a way of life. If you don't live it, then
and you gotta
get
love
the hell
it.
Out. Yeah.
You gotta love it. You gotta be passionate about it.
I mean,
it's love, empathy, and passion about this business. So you just can't survive.
I've questioned myself a million times, and I got the best family backup ever. And they're like, whatever, rock their face.
And the family just gets bigger every day. That's the beauty of it.
It's great.
It just gets bigger.
Tell us about your other band members just real quick. Who does what?
Well, they suck.
They're jerks.
Them assholes aren't here tonight.
We have Andre and Mike here. We have Andre, who's also bass vocals.
Not here, so we could talk really bad about
it. Hey, you got to give them credit, though. They're part of that. Come on. So we have Andre here, who's bass. Bass vocals,
bass,
right?
I do, yeah. I'll do a little bit of vocals.
Little bit of vocals. Okay, so what's your forte?
Yeah, you know, we do what we do.
Vocals? You wanted to be known as the...
He's a verbal assassin. He's a verbal assassin.
If I don't speak the right English.
Then I would be bass and / accomplice, I guess.
Accomplice. Right. So we got Dave, who's our rhythmic...
Rhythm guitar players.
Okay.
She got the pulse.
We got Matt.
Matt's all over the place. He's a jazz.
Well, he's a drummer. He should be.
Who knows what
his debitness?
Who knows what he's doing?
And then we have Mr. Mario.
Mario.
Hey, Mario Castillo.
Can we get a translator in here?
Mario. What? No kidding.
You can't give him too much shit for being Mexican. I'm a part Puerto Rican. Come on now.
Being Mexican. You can give him all the shit you want for being Mexican. You're the one that's got to deal with it when you meet him in band practice.
I love him. Right. That's the only thing I got about him.
What does he play?
He plays mandolin.
What's your Mexican plays mandolin?
Wait, Mario?
He plays flamenco.
Yeah.
Right, Mario?
He plays lead guitar.
Mario.
Yeah, he's lead.
Yeah, fuck with him all you want. He's going to make your life miserable.
Oh, we're having fun.
But keep in mind, who's the bass player?
That would be me.
That would be you.
Andre.
Right. Andre's the bass player. You know what?
Bass player.
Everybody follows the bass, even me.
I don't.
As much as nobody wants to admit it.
Even if I don't bring him water, right, Mike?
I think we...
I'm a percussionist, so I'm partial to bass players because I follow the bass player. And you know what? I know everybody else does, too. And whether they want to admit it or not, they got the pulse. They got the beat. They set the heartbeat of what's going on. That's all there is.
As long as they don't screw up, it's all good.
They screw up, I'm throwing a fucking beer bottle in the back of their head.
We can ward it off with all the spare water bottles.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
I can get away with missing lyrics, but they can't get away with wrong notes.
No, they can't do that. They cannot do that.
Matter of fact, that's why I miss the lyrics, because the wrong notes.
No. Just kidding.
The musicians
love you guys.
Are supposed to follow the vocalist.
Oh no!
Did I just terribly?
Oh wait! Did you just make a distinction between musician and vocalist? I guess
I sing choir. Right. I sing choir. They're supposed to follow the vocalist.
Anyway,
shoot!
I'm gonna break up this crazy argument, and I'm gonna say tomorrow night is gonna be a great night. Everyone get to the rail yard because I'm serious. Every band there has worked their ass off.
This is true.
For a long time. Everyone.
Yep.
They've been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean.
Is there a cover? What time does the show start?
It starts at 7. I think it starts at 7. Doors open at 7.
Yeah, doors open at 7.
I think it starts at 7. So, you know, doors open at 6. That's what I'm going to say. So get your ass there.
So, yeah, everybody get down there tomorrow night to the Railroad. Listen to these guys. Let them melt some faces off. And let's do a little bit of their stuff right now.
Which one are you going to play?
We got number one off the CD. You just
all right, this is a rough mix, Drop Dead. The radio has played this. This is, it's not fully mixed yet, but enjoy it.
It's something new.
Yeah, get up.
New.
You know, if you're going to sit on your couch, get up or drop dead.
Yeah, you can't sit down for this. Get off your ass, people.
Yeah. We'll be right back. yeah.
That rocked. That was some cool shit.
That was awesome.
Hey, we're back
in your face.
We're back with Endeavor, just to let you in on a few things. We're sitting back, having a few brews. We got some Endeavor number 13 from Yellowstone Valley Brewing, courtesy Andre. Cooked this up. Good dark beer.
Not a bad beer, if I do say so myself.
Want to thank a few other sponsors of the show right now, and just take a minute and say thank you to some people. Want to say thank you to the Yellowstone Valley Winery and Cellars. We spent the afternoon drinking some great vino with those guys.
Thank you!
Yes, and they came on as sponsors of the show, going to help us put this on and produce it for a while. Adventure Whitewater. They pay the bills, so I don't have to eat ramen noodles every day, and neither does Rachel for this. Thank you!
Thank you!
The last, but definitely not least, because they keep me covered in ink, and that would be Legendary Tattoo.
Thank you!
Roxanne!
Awesome.
Oh my God, how am I here right now?
Thank you!
And that's the rundown of our sponsors for the night. Thank you very much, but we're not leaving. Stay tuned.
And ever.
I'm out of breath. Rachel, cover for me, will you?
Where do I start again? Okay, so why don't we talk about, we're touching base on Project Independent. Why don't we touch base with that and see where it's going?
Project Independent. It's been a staple of the underground hard rock metal scene for
quite some time now.
10 years?
At least a good 10 years.
Good 10 years. And we've been a part of it since the beginning. And, when the Montana Brewing Company was Casey's, that's how long I've been in this music scene.
I knew you from someplace.
I'm an old dinosaur,
and diabolical.
Yeah. But we've been a part of that from the beginning, and Jeff Totten he took us under his wing a little bit. He's he's scorned us, yelled at us, laughed with us, cried with us, whatever.
And you love him,
smoked
right?
Smoked with us, yeah. He's a good guy. I love him to death.
You gotta love someone.
Oh
like
man,
that.
he's the greatest guy.
Can you explain what like Project Independent is?
Independent,
like, what do they do for you?
Project Independent actually started out in the first few years as kind of a national battle of the bands.
National battle of the bands.
You know, you would get hooked up with a 45-day tour, you know, yada, yada, yada. They would set you up with the equipment and everything else. But what it really came out to turn out into was a networking of underground bands, to where you could set up shows and connect with these other bands and just expand the radius of where you can play.
That is awesome. And I'm going to kind of slit my own economic throat here for a second, because the one thing, even as a promoter, booking agent, record label owner, whatever in the hell else I do across the country, nationwide and worldwide, you want to push my buttons and piss me off, come up to me and say, we want to do a battle of the bands, and the band that wins gets to open for so-and-so, and we're not going to pay any of them, and there's going to be a cover charge, and you know what? The venue makes a shitload of money. The bands don't get a goddamn thing. Somebody gets to open for a major label act. You know what? My bands open for major label acts all the time, all right. And the friends of my bands, and the friends that I have, right, that I know, they're networking and opening for those. These little battle of the bands, oh, you get to open for a major act if you win or whatever.
Right. Can I just choke myself now? All that does,
I love what you're saying.
All that does
this.
Is it sows dissension.
It makes money for the venue.
It makes money for the venue,
yeah.
But it sows dissension amongst
the ranks. I love what you're telling me.
In the music scene.
I love what you're telling me about Project Independence. Yeah. I love this
shit.
I love it.
The thing is, it started out like that, and then he realized that, no. Here's the thing. I'm fucking meeting so many different bands, and everyone's keeping in touch with each other.
And what a better way to use that, you know?
And now it's not even that. It's not even about that. It's about if you can sell your product, you're in this thing. And he, it's all around. He's got Europe going on. He's got The whole, it's a national.
It's all about connections. You
know, it's a national thing.
In all honesty, and normally I wouldn't do this, but if you two would like to come back next week, I've got someone I would like to introduce you to that's going to be Skyping in for the show next week.
I love it.
It's Tony DeLisio from Mechanism. They're the number one selling band on CD Baby in the Northwest.
Why not?
And
Mechanism.
Mechanism. Yeah. Good friend of mine, Tony. He's going to be on
Who's
the show
next week.
Who's the guitar
player?
Oh, God. Tony's the only one I know out of the band. I'd have to look at a list to catch the rest of them.
Oh, I'm thinking of Mechanistic. Sorry.
No, Mechanism. But, you know,
I have a homeboy from Bozeman that went to Seattle.
I would love to have you guys on the show with them next week and talk about stuff, as well as network a little bit. We've got a sister label out in Tacoma if you want to play out there, and we've got all our partnerships out in the Seattle area.
Yeah.
Definitely put you on tour out there for a couple of weeks. Got a place for you to stay, everything else. You know, you don't have to worry about anything, but I'd love to have you guys, you know, at least one or both of you back in next week while he's on Skyping in, and we do the show live and just, you know, shoot the shit back and forth, what's happening there, what's happening here, what's happening elsewhere, if you guys would be down for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you what.
Absolutely.
I was all nervous about doing radio interviews.
Why?
No, I'm loving it.
Are you a virgin?
Are you a virgin?
You're fine. Drink more
Wait a
beer.
Are you
natural?
Beer? Are you a virgin to this?
I think I am.
Rachel was a virgin last week, and
I'm
popped her
so
cherry.
I'm doing so much
better. Rachel.
It's a lot funner, isn't it?
Wait a second. Let's give a moment of silence here and let Rachel pull out her sultry voice, because Rachel's going to pop your radio cherry.
Oh, my God.
Go for it, Rachel. Give us that sultry alto voice.
All I want to know right now is how you came about, number 13, beer right now that I'm drinking and it's tasting so sweet. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a little bit stronger than sweet.
It was four beers after number nine. Number nine.
I can say this.
Tomorrow's Friday the 13th. We should be doing this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right? Hey, well,
I'll tell you what. I wish we could have all the bands in here tomorrow night, because Cancerous, Ground Into Dust Tribe, Aegeon.
To be quite honest, if I'd had my shit together, I would have had somebody from every band in here tonight for that show.
I'm telling you what, every band is just phenomenal. I mean, they're great.
I'm going to throw this out there to the bands.
It's what's making this town great music-wise. I mean, there's so much stuff going on. I love all the stuff that's going on.
I'm
going
to throw this out to the bands. If you got a show like this that you're promoting, and you got a show that's coming up, there's a hot show like this, hey, get on the phone, get on a computer, contact 10 Star Records, drop us a note, call mtradio.net, somebody, get a call, let me know about this, and I would love to get the bands in here and get a whole group of bands that are doing a show like that together. Just get in here. You know, hell, it's a good excuse for me to have a party and get drunk.
You know, absolutely. You know, it's really awesome to even hook up with you, because I still have my clear coated car with the 10 Star on it. So,
you know,
and I got it in Helena. You know, I think
Helena. How the hell did you get to Helena? I haven't been to Helena in 20 years.
I think I got it at Jester's.
No shit.
I swear to God, I think I did.
That gives me a hard on that it made it that far without.
I don't know who I got it
from. Wyoming.
Yeah. I don't know who I got it from, but I know I got one.
That is cool. I got to tell you a story behind that car. I'm going to tell the quick and dirty story of 10 Star Records. 24 years ago, I was standing in front of a stage, and there was this hot lesbian band playing with this chick on stage.
Yummy!
With this big blonde hair on top of her head flying all over, a metallic green shirt, hot pants, combat boots, playing punk rock, right? And it was here in Billings. I'm like, what the fuck? And I walk up to the front of the stage, and I stand there just fucking amazed, right? I'm amazed. I'm looking up at this girl. And everybody else told me she's lesbian. You can't get near her or anything else. And I stand there, just looking at her. The song ends, last song of the night. She walks outside the stage, goes down the stairs. I walk over, and I walk up to her, and I say, hi, my name's Roy. She says, hi, my name's Danielle. And we have been best friends, in love with each other ever since. The best of best friends, and it was Danielle Agnew from Pope Jane. Since then, she has...
I love the Pope Jane.
She has co-starred in two feature films. She has directed and produced her own documentary film. We've done two videos together. She has engineered for the Bad Animal Studios, Atlantic Records, toured with Heart, charted on the FM stations out in Tacoma. She's partners with our sister label in Tacoma. I called her up one day and said, hey, Danielle, I got 600 square feet of portable stage, canopy lights, sound system, everything else, and we're doing shows all over Wyoming. Let's start a record label. You guys are here tonight as a result of that love and beauty of a relationship in the music industry. And people, gentlemen, ladies, general public, world, that is the Earth ship. We're all passengers on this. Let's get along and do it together. And if you ain't having fun, you ain't doing it right.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Hey, I love Daniel. You know, I've been around with the Pope James girls and all Daniel's stuff. It's great. Musician, I mean, she's a great musician, so.
She is. She's carried me a long ways, and it's been a wonderful
journey.
She's
a great business person. Yeah, she's awesome. So.
She is. So what's coming up next after this show on Saturday night? What's the next thing happening for you? Where are you going from here? What's your goals? That's all I know. Where you guys want to be?
My goal is just to keep rocking until I die, I think. I mean,
that's a good goal.
I mean, I don't know what else. What is
the
goal?
We're going to push the envelope as far as we can, really.
Yeah.
I mean, even though actually right now.
I'm
going to
write the song,
baby. I really do have a really cool job.
You do. You make beer.
I make beer for good times.
I'm drinking it.
We're drinking it. You make good times for other people. You bring happiness and joy to the world.
I'll tell you what, Montana, my goal is to be a part of the big song. That's it.
The big song.
I'm part of the big
song.
And
we don't know what that song is, but we're all a part of it.
No one knows what it is. And you know what? I've entered it.
But I can tell you that Endeavor will push it as far as Endeavor will go.
And
like I was telling Mike, there is only one way out of this band. There's only one way out. That's death. Okay? It's like the mob, Mike, okay? You and I are in it until
we
die.
Or give me $1,000 I'm out.
No. I will beat you to death myself.
Right. Oh.
And here's
the thing. There is only one way out.
That big song.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
The big song.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I'm telling you, the big song. You know,
just like I said, it's like I told all the other band members, I will outlive you even if I have to kill you myself.
And the thing is, we're all a part of that big song. And here's the beauty of it.
There's only one way out.
We will keep trying to create the big song, and we're never going to get it, and that's okay. It's never going to be right. We got to keep working on the big songs. It's never going to be right. It's never going to be perfect. We got to keep doing it.
There's only forward.
Yeah.
That's all there is.
Yeah, that's all there is. We just keep taking it forward beyond where we found it.
Actually, that's a very Taoist concept, which I've studied martial arts for a very long time, and the very core of what I study has a very Taoist concept, and there's only forward.
Yeah. Yeah, well, one of my favorite stories is I got to share this because I'm Taoist in Lakota. There is a Taoist sage and a Buddhist monk standing on a bridge, and a passerby comes by. And the passerby comes by, and he looks down the water, and the sage and monk are looking in the water, and the passerby looks down the water, and he says, why are the fish always swimming that way? And the Buddhist looks at him and says, because that is the way. And the Taoist turns around and looks at him and says, because that's what they're doing right now.
Right? Exactly.
Yep.
I love Taoism. Yeah. It gives me acceptance for anything I do, right, wrong, indifferent, as long as I know what the hell I'm doing. I'll pay for it later.
I'm pretty proud of, I'm pretty proud of the things we do because we never did do that. We didn't follow the stream. We just do what we do.
We did what we did. Forward.
We did what
That's
we did.
All.
Forward.
It was forward.
Right.
We got a good angry album coming out. I can't wait for everyone to hear it. And we got a lot of stuff coming up. So Billings. And all you great
Get
bands.
Get ready.
Watch
all the great bands.
Out.
Yeah, I can't wait because there's so many great bands in this town.
Oh,
right now.
It's
there
amazing.
There are a lot of great bands.
I mean, it's
in
growing.
Town.
It's growing. And the genres are awesome, and I love them. So
Sean, you're going to roll one more for us. You want to tell us what that is? And these guys can tell us a little bit about the song, how it came to be.
It's the second one.
It's called Inside.
Inside. This is a special leak. This is never
right.
heard.
This is actually a song we did before. But me and Mike actually do like a really good call back and forth on the vocals, and I actually sing on this.
And
mic.
it's
yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
This is the unmixed version.
Did you get that from the yodeling duos?
Yodeling.
Yodeling.
Wow.
This is also
This is also an unmixed version. So,
yeah, this is also, you know, a preview.
This isn't the finished version of it, but it sounds pretty good.
So, people, you heard it here first, without a doubt. I'll
give you a do.
This is actually very true.
Yes, you heard it here first on the Earthship from Endeavor. Let's have it. We're back on the Earthship, and while you're gone, unbeknownst to you guys, we had a little bit of industry discussion here. I think I want to bring that up. This is a little bit of a pain in the ass to every venue in the country, every band member, everybody else. It's this group of extortionists out there called BMI ASCAP and C-SCAP. The evil ones! If you're a band and you play a cover, you pay them money. If you're a band and you play a cover on an album, you pay them more money. If you're a venue and you got bands that play covers, you pay them a shitload of money. And if you stream music in that's off FM radio station, your local music, anything like that, all of that kind of stuff, you pay a shitload of money. So we hear
dun 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 dun
dun dun dun. We hear at MTRadio.net, 10 Star Records, and on the Earthship.
Where are the cinnamon buns at?
We want to promote the independent artists and independent music and independent labels across country.
Yeah,
independent.
What?
Me, you, and everybody, independent. So tell us about being an independent artist around this area and what's that mean to you?
I'll tell you what, it's a fucking hard way to go.
Tell us how you really feel about that, man.
You know, you dedicate a lot of your fucking time and it takes away from other time that other people need, and I mean, you got to be dedicated to it. You got to love what you do. You got to fucking, I mean, music's got to be a part of what you do. I mean, if you don't love music, then get the fuck out.
What about the fans?
I mean, I really know.
There's definitely a lot of dedication.
God bless my family for putting up.
There's definitely a lot of dedication into it. Because, I mean, people like myself, I mean, like, I don't know about Mike, but, I mean, I work 40, 50, 60 hours at the brewery.
Yeah.
And as far as the band goes, the band pays me not a squat up, but I do it because I love it.
Well, here's the bottom line.
Right. And that's just plain, it's plain and simple. I do it out of love.
You buy $5,000.
I love you guys, so I'm hanging with you.
Just so everybody doesn't miss this, you buy $5,000 worth of gear, you become a musician, you travel 500 miles to play a $50 gig that you're going to make. Hopefully you get a hotel room, a few drinks, and a meal out of the whole deal, in addition to your $50 for your 500 miles and your $5,000 worth of gear.
Hopefully it don't get stolen.
Hopefully it doesn't get stolen. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the bar owner pays you and don't have to go into the crowbar to get your money like some friends of mine have had to do. And a few other crazy things like that.
Oh, yeah.
But what this whole thing survives on, and I'm going to give a big, huge shout out and thank you to the people that really make this all possible. And that's the fans.
You damn
that's
absolutely.
The people that come to see the shows.
Absolutely.
We love you guys.
Thank you so much.
I don't care what kind of music you like. I don't care if it's hip-hop, rap, metal, country. It doesn't matter.
Thank you so
much for coming to the shows, listening in on things, listening to this right here, getting out there and shaking your ass, dancing and boogieing down.
Right.
We love you people. And that's the bottom line, because you make it all happen.
Yeah, you know, and there's a lot of times when you can't get to shows and stuff, and that's all great, but when you can, get to them.
Support your local music.
Yeah, I mean, when you can,
no matter what.
As much as possible.
As much as possible, because it's your next-door neighbor, it's your brother, it's your mother, your daughter, your son, your cousin, your uncle, your aunt.
Even if it's not what you typically listen to, it's
I just turned 27,
like,
and
it's your
really
entertainment.
You just turned what?
What was that? What?
I just turned 27, and it's hard to get.
It's hard? What's hard about 27?
27.
It's hard to get the show, so.
Again. Just because you ain't even out of puberty yet, dude. When are you going to get out of puberty?
That's not feeling young. That's the beer. Okay, that's the beer.
It's like, wait a second.
Hold on.
See a little something in that beer.
Take care of the drink, Mike.
That's okay. I'm feeling 24 right now.
You make me feel older than you and I am.
Those of you that know that joke. Those of you that are part of me know that joke.
Okay, good. I can feel young still.
And I don't want to be enlightened on this. I'm just going to sit back and relax on this one for a while. I will eventually get it. No. And I'm okay with that.
Don't worry. It's a good joke. I'll tell you when we're not on the microphone. It's not a bad joke.
Oh, just tell it.
Come on. The virgin, the no longer virgin over here wants to know.
A horse walks in the barn.
Wait a minute. Hold up. We got to do this right. If she really wants it, if you want it, if you really want it, baby, you got to let him know you want it. Let him know you want it.
Forget about the 5 feet. Let's talk about the 8 inches.
What are we even talking about?
I just gave it to you.
And you missed it.
Never mind those 4 inches.
Not 8, but 7.5.
Okay, whatever. I don't think a half inch
depends
is
on where you're measuring from.
That's between pain and pleasure. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see a weird thing. I can't.
Good, let's switch it up.
I'm not sure I should say this, but I can't believe the things they make for pleasure anymore.
Oh, go ahead. Like, go for it.
How the hell do you go through that? And then what goes on after that?
Go through that. I'm a photographer, and I photograph some.
I'm looking at weird pictures.
I'm a photographer, and I photograph some pretty wild shit. You're gonna have to dig really deep, dude, to surprise me.
Right,
I'm a Robert Mapplethorpe fan, and he can't hold a candle to some of the stuff I photographed.
That's true. There's some weird shit, man.
I have not photographed you, dude.
I'm backing myself into a fucking corner.
You're painting yourself into a corner.
You painted yourself in. Get yourself out. Come on. Yeah. Just come out running. Come out like a freight train.
Go.
Bowling ball beads should not happen.
No. Ouch. That's gross.
No.
Okay. I didn't mean to say that.
Let's be on paper.
I was backed in the corner.
Okay. We were talking about music and
blushing.
We were
what
talking about music
on?
And fan appreciation here. How did we get from fan appreciation to
bowling ball beats?
Weird sexual.
Wow.
Wait a minute. There is a connection between fan appreciation
real
and sexual
appreciation.
Fantasy appreciation.
I think it happens on the tour bus occasionally.
You mean the van of
the V dub? The V dub crammed full of seven guys and a shitload of gear.
Yeah. Ain't nothing going on there, but fucking scoot over. I gotta sleep.
Yeah. Do you mind if I lay my head in your lap? Yeah. How's your shoulder doing?
Don't,
mind that.
Don't touch me there. You're not my daddy.
Only my priest does that.
Oh,
I'm not at church.
I'm going to go to hell for that one. See y'all there for the party.
What time is it?
The way I look at it is like, you know what? We'll be able to party with Ozzy. You know, come on now.
You know what? We'll be able to party with Ozzy.
That's right.
That's for sure.
Maybe.
That's
might be
dead, is.
But at least we can compare, maybe.
You know, heaven's not going to have us. Hell's afraid we're going to take over. So yeah, let's just make it right here, right now. Just do it.
Wow. There's that 30 seconds of dead silence
everywhere. I just want to remind people tomorrow night at the Rail Yard, we are playing a great show. Tons of great
bands. Give us a rundown on everybody. Roll them down to the top.
What, Ground into Dust, Tribe, Cancerous, Endeavor, and
Aegeon. That's how I say
them. Yeah. I don't want to mispronounce their name because they're brutal as fuck.
Well, let's all three take a try on it, and we'll all screw it up. One of us might get it right. I'm going to say Aegeon.
Aegeon.
Okay, somewhere we got it right in the middle of there. Either way, get your ass down there. They're going to melt your faces off.
It doesn't matter how
you
say it. Just pay for it.
Just get in there and support your local artists.
And it's so worth it. I mean, every band has been working their ass off, like I said. I mean,
all of them.
I mean, it's a great lineup, so.
Just as an FYI, you guys do have, just real quick too, a song, Drop Dead. On 96.3 that people should be listening into?
Yeah,
Is that the only one that you guys have on the station? Or do you
as
guys
far
have
as we know, that's
we,
the only one they're
we
playing
leak
right now.
It in,
right now. Hey,
right.
But you're
request
it. On
it. Yeah,
96.3, that's
absolutely.
Still a big
request
deal.
It as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, they'll play it.
Let me tell everybody how this works nowadays. Nowadays, the way this works, even though there's antitrust laws and everything else, the promoter comes in from major labels, and they say, hey, play this song. And they get kickbacks and everything, even though they don't want to admit it. And they make a song popular by playing it a whole bunch of times. That ain't the way it used to be. When I started DJing, it was back in the 70s in high school. Back in the 70s in
you
high school.
You truly are Johnny Fever, aren't
I no shit. I fucking am. No,
I love you.
Liar Wolfman! Yeah! We're gonna rock your shit out tonight!
I need to remove my headphones now.
Hey, KOMA out of Oklahoma City, that's what we listen to, the Wolfman on Friday and Saturday nights.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's what I grew up on.
Nice! Sorry, I didn't know what to interrupt, but I was like,
no,
you said that, I'm
no
like,
kidding.
It, the realization came upon me, it's like, damn it, you
no
are
kidding.
Johnny Fever, aren't you?
KBBS 1450 Buffalo, Wyoming, one of my best friends owned a radio station, we listened to it down there. And we played a lot of stuff there. But back then, what we did is we spun a song. You called in and said, I hate it or I like it.
Right.
A song got played because people said they like it or they hate it.
101.9 used
okay.
to do that, too.
So people call in and say, I want the song, I like it, and get it played. Because otherwise, the industry whores are going to come in and say, play this song, play it a bunch so it becomes popular. It fits into the program. It fits into the mold. It's 3 minutes and 24 seconds long. That's
become
the industry
a cog
standard.
In the wheel.
Become a cog in the wheel or call in and say, I want to hear it. Because the industry reps are going to go out there and say, play this song and make it popular. Or you're going to call up and say, that song sucks. I want to hear my band. And you call in over and over and over again like a broken record once upon a time, again and again and again and again.
Tell
and eventually they will play the song for you over and over again and make our local people popular because you want them and you're inspired to say that.
Like
we're just not ready to wrap up
pain.
On this. We got time for one more song. Before we roll off of this, I want to say something.
Can I ask you one thing?
Yes, you can.
Play Drop Dead. Just ask for Drop Dead. Drop
yes,
dead,
play
Drop
Dead.
Dead.
We want to hear Drop Dead on the radio.
Sean,
call in.
Sean, can we do Drop Dead, please?
We will do Drop Dead here. We want to do it on the radio. One last thing, a few thank yous. We want to thank Sean here, Atlantic Technologies, and
love.net.
They made this whole thing possible. We want to thank the Yellowstone
Wine Center.
Yes.
Mr. Clint Peck. Mr. Clint Peck, we absolutely love you.
Mr. Clint, thank you.
Very much.
You got me a little buzz today, so I'm a little buzz for the show tonight. Thank you very, very much for that wonderful beer you gave us.
Legendary tattoo with Jason Radke.
Yes, legendary tattoo. Keeps me in ink and all my brothers in ink. Best ink person.
Who else we got real quick?
We also got Yellowstone Valley Brewing.
Yep.
We got Yellowstone Valley Brewing. You want some good times down there? And if you want the wildest ride of the summer, come down to Adventure Whitewater and we will take you out. And ladies, we will get you wet on our trips.
Hey, and be there tomorrow night.
Oh, baby.
Friday night at the Rail Yard. Be there tomorrow night.
Rail Yard.
Great stuff.
It's going to be a great show.
Lots of music. Great stuff.
Well, I've got You Are Weak queued up here off of...
is it You Are Weak?
Awake in the Grave.
Thank you very much, people.
Oh,
we're out of here.
We love you, Endeavor.
Love it.